శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ క్యాంటో 8th చాప్టర్ 8th వర్స్ 8:8. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ వర్స్. ప్లీజ్ ట్రై టు రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. ఆసీత్ యదుతరాత్ పద్మం లోకా సంస్థాన లక్షణం యావనయం వై పురుషః ఇయతావయవై పృథక్ తావాన్ సావితి ప్రక్తః సంస్థావయ భవానివః. ఆసీదయదుదరాత పద్మం ఆసీదయదుదరాత పద్మం లోక సంస్థాన లక్షణం లోక సంస్థాన లక్షణం యావనయం వై పురుష యావనయం వై పురుష ఇయతావయ వై పృథక్ ఇయతావయ వై పృథక్ తావన సావితి ప్రక్తః తావన సావితి ప్రక్తః సంస్థాపయ వాణివ ఆశీర్యద్దుదరాత్ పద్మం లోక సంస్థాన లక్షణం యావనయం వై పురుషః ఇయతావయ వై పృథక్ తావాన సావితి ప్రక్తః సంస్థాపయ వాణివ లోకః వరల్డ్ సంస్థాన సిచ్యువేషన్ లక్షణం పొసెస్డ్ ఆఫ్ యావాన్ యాజ్ ఇట్ వేర్ యా ఐ యామ్ దిస్ బై సర్టెన్లీ పురుషః ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఇయతి మెజర్మెంట్ ఆవాయ బైహ బై ఎంబోడిమెంట్స్ పృథక్ డిఫరెంట్ తావాన్ సో ఆసౌ దట్ ఇతి ప్రక్తః ఇట్ ఇస్ సో సెడ్ సంస్థా సిచ్యుయేషన్ అవయవాన్ ఎంబోడిమెంట్ ఏవ లైక్ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A. Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji. Srila Prabhupada Ki. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom whose abdomen the lotus system is sprouted, is possessed of a gigantic body according to His own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? Translation once more again. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the lotus stem sprouted, is possessed of gigantic body according to his own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? There is question. Purport. Please listen carefully. One should note how Maharaj Parikshit intelligently put questions before his spiritual master for scientific understanding of the transcendental body of the Lord. It has been described in many places before this that the Lord assumed a gigantic body like that of a Karanadaka Sai Vishnu, from whose hair powers innumerable universes have generated. The body of the Garbhodak Sai Vishnu is described as sprouting the lotus stem within which all the planets of the universe remain And at the top of the stem is the lotus flower on which Lord Brahma is born. In the creation of the material world, the Supreme Lord undoubtedly assumes a gigantic body. And living entities also get bodies, big or small, according to necessity. For example, an elephant gets a gigantic body according to its needs. And so also an ant gets its body according to its needs. Similarly, if the personality of Godhead assumes a gigantic body to accommodate the universe or the planet of a particular universe, there is no difference in the principle of assuming or accepting a particular type of body in terms of necessity. A living being and the Lord cannot be distinguished simply by the difference in the magnitude of the body. So, the answer depends on the specific significance of the body of the Lord as distinguished from the body of a common living being. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of this text. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Mahavishnu Swaminiti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Jaya Bancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sinna Vaivacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Purana Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki. Today, in this second canto, we are reading a chapter which is called Questions by King Parikshit. All of us, we know King Parikshit was a person who saw Krishna, who met Krishna in his womb. So, when he came out from the womb of mother, he was going through each and every lapse of person, searching who is Krishna and who is Krishna. So finally, when he reached to Krishna, he understood this is Krishna. That is Parikshit. And now King Parikshit, at the end phase of his life, it is not that when he get Krishna from his womb after birth, it's not that he left his responsibility. No. He became very good king. He did his responsibility very perfectly. And then, at the end phase of his life, by the causeless mercy of the Lord, he get great boon, not curse. For materialistic person, if somebody chastise, or if some problem comes, that can be greatest curse for them. They cannot tolerate at all. They cannot continue more without whatever, responding back. So, but in the case of devotee here, what we can see, that Parikshit Maharaj, even though he was a great king, he could do anything because that small boy who cursed him was just a small boy, just a simple citizen in front of big king. It's like mosquito in front of elephant, whatever. But he did not do that. Not only that, he could reject that offense. He could nullify by his power. He was not ordinary person. He was powerful king. But he did not do that. What he did, that's the great opportunity. Let's take it. For devotees, any problem is opportunity. For devotees, any problem, any difficulties in life is the great opportunity. So they take it as the blessing of mercy of Krishna. So it so happens in the case of Parikshit. He goes on the bank of Ganga, all of which we know. Then now he starts like this, asking different questions like, what do we have to ask in the last phase of our life? It's the most crucial phase of life where we should decide what to be done and what not to be done. There is not even a single moment to be wasted. No time, no moment for time passed up. Parikshit was not doing any time passed up there. He was doing great thing. I'm a little bit feeling scared. First time I'm sitting here. So I'll try continue. And Parikshit Maharaj, he was doing his special duty. What a human being, when he takes birth as a human form, must perform this duty. In the end phase of life, this is the example of great devotee shown in his life. This is one lesson we can learn from Parikshit. And he asked many questions. Just like in Dasashwamedh Ghat, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being asked, Kena ami japa tapa tray? Why should I continue to suffer from threefold of miseries of life? And when we talk about miseries, miseries means we don't talk about by the vision of Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't talk about miseries that what people call miseries in outside mundane world. When the explanation of miseries finishes in the material world, and our definition starts in spiritual platform, that miseries what we are talking about by definition, it is common to all living entities. What they talk about miseries is like some kind of temporary miseries. And it's not also common for all. But this is the real problem of life, that it's common to all. And actually nobody wants this kind of problem. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get diseased. Nobody wants to be old. Who wants? If somebody wants, raise your hand. Nobody. And then everybody knows, nobody wants to go through miseries. Not only that, you cannot hold your breath if you hear miseries. That every moment of life we are being through miseries. We are getting miseries. Miseries, miseries, miseries. Ori, ori, ori.com. www. People try for wealth and wealth and wealth, www, and they get worries, 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 and last weep and weep and weep. That's material world in modern life. This is our advanced age. So people try to escape from miseries, but they cannot. And by definition, it is common to all. Nobody wants it, and nobody can avoid this kind of miseries of life. And that miseries, still there is further. Not only birth, old age, disease and death. Even more problem is there in life. We cannot say only this much. Every moment of our life, we are going through adhyatmik klesha, what is called, suffering from our own mind and body. Nobody gives attention to our mind. We take it ourselves. Many times I take miseries in my mind myself. And finally I understand, oh, nobody did that for me. And from my own body, this is called adhyatmik klesha, that is always with us. From the time we accept this body, this is with us. This is called adhyatmik klesha. There is another, adi daivik klesha, suffering from, like in Melbourne we suffer wind and climate change all the time. Nobody can avoid this. Who wants? It's suffering from nature. And demigods, what we call, demigod they call problem through different ways. They don't come in front of us in their form and cause us miseries by their palms are like this, not like this. It comes as the in natural way, like tsunami, isn't it? So another suffering is that what I was calling adhyatmik, adhidaivik and adhibhautik. Adhibhautik is suffering, that kind of suffering what we get from, not from our mind and body, not from nature or let's say demigods, it's from other people and other living entities who are around us all the times. In that sense, if we try to understand miseries, last time I was hearing one talk from Jayapada Goswami, he met one person, he was doing his PhD research in pain, P-A-I-N. And he tried to understand what is pain. And so many things, when they start to make some systematic research in their field, so they have to go through all this kind of everything they should study. They should try to find definition exactly, more better than other. Otherwise, they will not get good mark. And then they have to define and present it in such a way that now they have understood each and everything of what is called that subject, what is pain. And when he was talking with Jayapada Goswami, he was talking about pain. So he was saying, oh Maharaj, there is no such a moment when a person doesn't go through some kind of painful situation in life. There is not even a single second person will not go from painful situation. It means we are all the time in a painful situation, that he understood true. What Shastra says, ananta dukkha sukha lesa hetu. People try to endeavor for what? For sukha. Sukha means happiness in material world. What we talk about happiness is different happiness. And for to get little bit of flickering happiness, ananta dukkha. Ananta means unlimited miseries. So that's how we keep on suffering and keep on suffering, keep on suffering in this material whirlpool. So here Srila Prabhupada says, one should note how Maharaj Parikshit intelligently put question before his spiritual master for scientific understanding of the transcendental body of the Lord and other things. And Prabhupada has mentioned here the topic that Maharaj Parikshit, he was trying to make us free from all this kind of suffering. For Parikshit Maharaj alone, if we understand, he was not going through suffering. You know why? Because first of all, he could nullify that. He could reject that. He could simply not agree with that and nothing could happen. He was not ordinary. He was powerful. And he voluntarily accepted that to give us lesson so that we can learn the lesson of stopping repeated miseries in life. And Maharaj Parikshit was asking questions very intelligently for scientific understanding, means systematic understanding of trans. Now here he's before that, what is that? In previous texts, King Parikshit is asking, the transcendental spiritual soul is different from the material body. Does he acquire body accidentally or by some cause? Will you kindly explain this, for it is known to you? Now he asks. And further question, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the lotus stem sprouted, is possessed of a gigantic body according to his own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? Now, those common living entities, at the end here, Srila Prabhupada says, a living being and the Lord cannot be distinguished simply by the difference in the magnitude of the body. So, the answer depends on the specific questions or specific significance of the body of the Lord, as distinguished from the body of the common living beings. As we understand, as a spiritual soul, devotee understand we are a spiritual soul. People also didn't understand we are a spiritual soul. So, as a spiritual soul, we have this material body. And mostly when you go out for preaching to the people, we ask people question, can we become God? And you know what we get response? Most of them, if they are interested in yoga and mystic powers, they say we can become God. Jiva and Shiva is same. Living entity and Supreme Lord is same. It's just like drop of water and the ocean. Same everything. When water goes in the ocean, it merges. It becomes ocean. And we also become Supreme Lord. And but that drop of water and ocean for them is very powerful analogy. For devotees, they don't agree with this kind of interpretation. And people say we can become God. And some people say, maybe we don't know. They are very honest people. They say we don't know. And but for devotees, they say every living entity, they are created by the will of Supreme Lord. And when living entity, they get liberation, it's just like green bars, when they go and stay in the green tree, these bars, they will have their identity in that tree. They will make their different sound, many sounds, and they do their things, and they have their specific nature, nothing is finished. So, in the same sense, living entity and Supreme Lord cannot be distinguished on the shape and size of body, but living entity, they have same quality that what Supreme Lord has. But we are less in quantity. And there is so much chances to be bewildered. And Krishna doesn't want everybody to understand him fully. Because if somebody understands Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if they become devotee, and if they surrender, then you know what happens? You know what happens? If they start to love Krishna, Krishna has to become servant of these people. And Krishna doesn't want to be servant of everybody. But for devotees, they are even more merciful than Lord. They go and preach to the people and make them faithless, make them devotee of Krishna and teach them how to love Krishna. And ultimately Krishna will reciprocate. So, this is the main point of this verse, that we should not understand God. It's like people understand in material world, they think God is great, isn't it? God is great, God is this, and God is that. And so many ideas about God. If you go in India, you will find many companies of manufacturing gods. And you will find many, many people, yogis, they are very powerful actually. If you meet them, even now they stay in Himalayas, since many years they are staying. I meet this kind of people in Prayag. There is small hill, there is cave. One family of people, they are serving this sadhu. Their maybe grandfather, he used to take every day him food. One time, and live in the cave. And that sadhu is still staying there. Now next generation is still feeding that sadhu. They can live more than 100 of years of life. 500-600 years of life. For them it's nothing. And there are many sadhus, those who stay and do meditation in Himalayas. It is not that it is not possible. They are doing this. And one of my friend, devotee, he went and met that sadhu. And he asked him, you know, so how many years you are doing this kind of meditation and sadhana, whatever you call it? And he said, he gave a strange timeline. He said, very old person, 500 years old person's name. That was my friend. He was king that time in India. And now already this king in history, so many things changes, so many things, even British came after that, now Hare Krishna came. And you know, my friend, he asked him, so what are you doing now? And I do meditation and I do my sadhana. So can I ask you one thing? And he said, yes, because they are sadhu, you know. And he said, you can go from here to many places like your mystic power. How you go? And he said, we go in the water, we just dip like this. In a second, we can come out from Himalayas to Prayag in Kumbh Mela. They don't need to walk like us. And nobody knows from where they sadhu came. They just come out from water. So many things they can do like that. And he said, okay, then for me, I am an ordinary person. Can you please tell me what is the main thing, what you understood? What is the conclusion of your so many years of meditation? And he said, you know, he said, what are you doing? You are doing very good things. For me, it takes so many years to understand Krishna is God. Finally, he very honestly said, he said, Krishna is the God, there is no doubt. And we cannot become God by any kind of artificial means. He was very honest, Sadhu, actually. And my friend, when he went there, actually he was walking in India, you know, if you go and ask people, where is that place? And they say, just there. And you will be walking, 1 hour walking, and if you ask somebody, he says, just there. Oh my God, how far it is? You will never go to your destination. And my friend, he was going like that. He was walking whole day practically. He was tired. Now what to do? He was so thirsty and tired. And here he is in the ashram. And he said, I know you are coming. Come. You are tired, right? And he gave one small, some leaves or something. And he ate that. It's surprising, you know. He was very much satisfied, completely. What happened? I never feel like that. It's just like when Krishna was taking leaf of, what was remaining in the pot of Draupadi. He was just eating one grass, one leaf, and all the Durvasa and all the sages, they were satisfied and they ran away because they cannot eat more. Actually, and he was remembering that particular story. It happened him like that. And finally, he was asking him a question. And he said, yeah, Krishna is the God. And ultimately, we should surrender to him. And he showed, he has a small Krishna with foot like this, Tribhanga Lalit Krishna. And now I have started to meditate on him. So you can find many people like that. They are really honest sadhu. They will tell you the truth. And what many people you will find in India, it's like Manushyanam Sahasresu Kasyadeta Tisidde Etatam Apisiddhanam Kasyimam Veti Tattvata. Those who understand this thing in a conclusion, in Veti Tattvata, in essence, hardly you will find somebody like that. Otherwise, many sadhu you will find, they will say they are themselves God. And they become Ashirvad Baba. They keep on giving blessing and get lots of money. And if you try to trace out what they do behind, better don't try to trace out. You lose practical faith on everything. That's what happening in spiritual practices. People are very honest. They like to do spiritual practice. And but there are so many cheaters. Just like it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that in second chapter, first verse, there it is said, theories of crocodiles. So like that it is said. I just forget exact word, but it is very good. It is said that crocodiles of many philosophies, they can swallow you anytime. When you are crossing, trying to cross over this material ocean, Baba Sagar, we are trying to cross there, but what happens? That crocodile can swallow us anytime. But so that we should remain all the time with devotees and every day associate with Srila Prabhupada, let's take one more association with Srila Prabhupada. Okay, I'll read this translation once more. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the lotus stem sprouted, is possessed of a gigantic body according to his own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? You understand what is the difference? I said, but not indirectly. But the difference between Lord and living entity and their body, it is mentioned here. Okay, I can say you remember that according to different karma, living entity go through different bodies. Here is example given of elephant and ant. And what is it said? Where is ant and elephant? Okay. It is said according to their need they get their body. We are in this body because we need this body maybe. And I heard many places, many different sannyasis, they saying we wanted this body. And we wanted to be this kind of in this kind of situation. And Krishna as Paramatma, he reciprocates us and we get these things. And when we get, then we should not cry. Because we wanted all these things. And still we have time. In terms of body, I'll tell something. Body and soul. When we talk about spiritual soul has its own body. First of all, let's say, Prabhupada said, we call Atma, right? Atma means sometimes we explain as Atma means I. We say I to my body. Many people understand this very easily. Atma means body. Even they call Atma means body. And after that, Atma means some people understand to be mind. And very easily they agree. I means my mind. And true understanding is that Atma means the spiritual soul. That is true understanding. So, spiritual soul, it is not formless, it is not shapeless, it is not sizeless. When we talk about a spiritual soul, it has its own characteristic, maybe devotees, everybody knows that. It is Satchit and Ananda, full of knowledge, full of happiness and full of bliss. That is very characteristic of soul. And after spiritual soul, it has its own body, and it has got its own shape and size. Its size is 1 by 10,000 of a tip of a hair or a point. Scientists never can measure a point. They say point has never no length, no breadth, no height, nothing. So, spiritual soul, it has body. So, spiritual soul assumes another body. When we read fourth canto, there is Pracheta story, and Pracheta, and spiritual soul is given name as Puranjan. Puranjan means that soul which wants to enjoy on that different body, that is Puranjan. And spiritual soul, conditioned soul is in this body, and it has got different shape, that is what? Sometime human, sometime animal, sometime lower and higher species. We keep on evolving through that, but in terms of body and shape of the Lord, that Krishna showed Arjuna in Mahabharata, in front of Arjuna, Virat Rup, and Krishna has showed it to many places, his dear devotees, that universal form, he showed form of material body. Still, for devotees, for materialistic person, oh, God is everything, you see. God has many heads. God has big arms. God can go anywhere. God can do anything. God means omnipotent, omnipresent, all-powerful. God means God, you know. And what they agree, God is God. But some kind of vague concept, not clear concept. And even if you go and tell what is God and what is what, still people cannot accept. You know why? Because this is modern mind. They want to be in post-modern era. You know what is post-modern era? Post-modern is not even modern. They agree that no definition is the final definition. Whatever everybody say to be conclusion, no conclusion is the ultimate conclusion. That is the mind of people. So they are not going to agree with anything. But for devotees, Srila Prabhupada convinced everybody. Because Prabhupada was very much convinced. Prabhupada was so much convinced. He convinced everybody. And he convinced us also. And we are sitting here like chickens. As if we know something. When we are speaking everything from Prabhupada. So, God has his body. That is, in Golok Vrindavan Dham, Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami Yam Syama Sundaram Achintya Guna Sarupam Syama Sundar Pasuri Bajaya Krishna Kaniya. He has his spiritual body. Devotee already know who is Krishna. Devotee are so fortunate, they know who is God. And here everybody, I know that they know how is the form of God. And everybody know how God looks like. It means you are not an ordinary person. Devotees are not ordinary person. And already you are God's person. In the family of God. So, this is our family business, Prabhupada said, to preach. So, in terms of body of God, he has body. He is Krishna in Golok Vrindavan Dham. At Chaturbhuja he is incarnate. And again next Chaturbhuja, then from Narayan. And Garbhudak Sai Vishnu. Like that. And after that, from his abdomen, lotus flower sprouts. On the top, Brahmaji comes, and he doesn't know what to do now. And he travels everywhere. Finally, he understands, okay, I should do meditation, austerity. He does austerity, and Krishna blesses him. Many places it is said that Krishna gave him knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna himself said, I spoke this knowledge to Brahma. We are Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Vaishnava. And that knowledge, what Krishna taught Brahma in the time of creation, we are so lucky to understand it now. It means this knowledge is not just given 1 second before now. This is the preparation of many, many, many years, thousands of years. What Brahmaji understood during that many years, now we are getting in 2 seconds. That's why you are very lucky. So, this is the thing. I hope I explain you everything. If you have some question, some doubt, some comment, please ask Hare Krishna. It means everybody.
Yellow silk, everything very nicely.
something more? Oh, Prabhuji, please. Oh, you want to ask what color is Krishna? See there. So easy. If you want to touch your nose, how to touch nose? Just touch it like this. Oh, if I have to touch my nose, you will never touch. You are saying every day Krishna. You are with Krishna. You are with dearmost people of Krishna. And Krishna is there. And Prabhupada himself installed Krishna here, right? Radha Vallabha. Here Krishna has no name. Krishna so loved himself to his devotees. Vallabha means beloved. Beloved itself has no particular meaning to address God. But Radha, unless we put Radha and Vallabha, Krishna has no meaning here. Krishna completely surrendered to devotees here. Radha Vallabha ki? Okay. Krishna has same sundar form as I read. I have never seen. And Krishna is very beautiful. And Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna, when he was a small baby, crawling like your brother, he used to walk in the Nanda Bhavan, in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard everywhere. There were very shining pebbles and marbles. And he used to see his form like this. Who is this? I never saw such a beautiful person. And he used to be himself attracted to him. Try to imagine how Krishna was beautiful. Do you attract yourself to you? Never. So Krishna is that much beautiful. Krishna. Sarva akarsata iti Krishna. Krishna attracts everyone. That's why he is Krishna. Even us, everyone, he is attracting through many ways. Hare Krishna. The principle of attraction itself is Krishna. Some people, they become attracted to many things, still Krishna reciprocates. But true understanding is that we should be attracted to Krishna. Why we attracted in different things? Why don't we attract to men, Krishna? Since he is the cause of attraction, that is Krishna. Krishna. Okay? Something more? You are in. Okay, Prabhuji has more.
Prabhu, you mentioned about the form of the soul. So, if we understand the body as a garment or covering,
yeah.
So is the soul, is the form of the soul giving the shape to this body? Can we understand this form? Is this the proper understanding?
Somebody has answer for this? Very good question, Prabhu. In ISKCON there is one tradition, if I don't know ISKCON, then I say very good. So, actually, what you said, that soul has, what you said, Prabhu? Soul has form. According to that form, soul gives form or shape to the body, right? I understood. We measure our sleeves and everything, like garment. So soul also may be measured in company somewhere, manufacturing company, to make this kind of sleeves, and this kind of head, and this kind of eyes and body. Actually, Prabhupada has given many examples. Soul has form. It's not that soul is formless. First of all, we are personalist. Even sound has form. Everything has form. If big river goes and merges into the ocean, still they will be on their way. They will not lose their way. We cannot see that. And Prabhupada has given many examples, like he gave example of car with body and soul with driver, that everybody knows. And as much I understand that soul has form, and soul gets form. Here it is mentioned, a living entity gets bodies, big or small, according to necessity. That much I can tell you. If you want me to speculate, I can tell you many things. But this much I can tell you, what Prabhupada says here is that Living entity gets body according to necessities. It means we need this kind of body. Because soul goes to many form of body. But I have read one thing in my school level, in my secondary level in school. I used to read my biology text. There we used to read different living entity. Even that theory of origin of species. There we used to read that every living entity, when they start to get their shape, they start from same shape. Even every plant, every animal, even human, when they start to get shape, when they start to origin, maybe we are in the womb of mother, and there are different ways, some start different ways, but every, like chicken, how they sit in the inside egg, and how they start in the beginning, like in pea shape, like that, they have same form. That much I have read. And we used to make different picture like that, how chicken has their shape, how different bird has their shape, how animal have their shape, how human have their shape. We used to read that. That much I can tell you. Is it okay? Hare Krishna. Somebody has something more? Otherwise we are almost at the end, I think so. श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय नीताय गौर हरि प्रेम नंदी